Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Floke here. A new emergency package to help victim survivors of domestic violence is set to be unveiled by the state government as early as today. Funding from the $230 million will go towards several initiatives, including helping families remain safe in their homes, providing specialist domestic violence workers, and for an overhaul of the state's bail laws. Looking overseas, and authorities in Mexico are waiting on DNA results to confirm the identity of three bodies, two of which are believed to be missing Australian brothers. Callum and Jake Robinson had been on a surfing trip with an American friend when they disappeared a week ago. Three people have been charged in relation to the discovery. The state government's facing calls to pump more money into restoring the Walker Waterworks. Reflections Holiday Parks last week pulled the pin on their plans to set up cabins there because of the delay in remediating this site. Maitland Mayor Philip Penfold says about $8 million is needed.
That state government site needs state government funding to have that action taken, and unfortunately the council's hands are tied. We would like to proceed with enhancements, including the restoration of that beautiful pump house building. For these things to progress, we need that remediation to take place.
Briefly, we're being warned a wet week is on the cards across the Hunter. Already, Nobby's has copped more than 90 mil of rain over less than 24 hours. And Madonna's put on a free show to cap off her world tour, with more than 1.6 million people showing up in Brazil. The Knights are flying high, rolling the Warriors 14-8 at McDonald Jones Stadium. A solid defensive effort in the wet and tries to Tyson Gamble and Dan Safedi helped the home side seal the deal. In further good news, coach Adam O'Brien says both Tyson Frizzell and Jacob Safedi are expected back for the club's next clash with the Tigers in Tamworth.
Yeah, I think him and Jacob will. If I was a betting man, I'd say that they'll be on the team bus.
Also last night, the Sharks rolled the Dragons, the final score 20-10. And in football, Central Coast Mariners have won the AFC Cup following a 1-0 win over Al Ahed.